you're listening to Irish Radio Canada's Home and Abroad, and I'm delighted to connect with Sheila Flanagan. And Sheila is at the Dundalk Institute of Technology over in Ottawa, building relationships and working around various parts of Canada. Sheila, great to chat to you again.
Great to be back, Carol.
What brings you here this time?
Well, this time I'm not coming wearing a cultural hat, but I'm coming wearing a higher education brief, within the context of a higher education brief. I'm here with the Higher Education Authority and a group of universities from Ireland. This is the second time we've been here. We were here last year to explore the opening up of possibilities for more collaboration between Canada and Ireland in the university space.
Sheila, one of the things I'm conscious of, and it's not just an Irish problem, it's a Canadian problem, and that is that foreign students are actually putting a demand on accommodation where accommodation is scarce. So why would the educational institutions in Ireland be trying to nurture relationships which might be encouraging people to come and study at this point in time?
We're over here for two purposes. One is to encourage students to come on short breaks to Ireland, or to come maybe to finish a degree program in Ireland, but also to consider research opportunities, joint research opportunities. So in relation to attracting Canadian students into Ireland, we're working with Polytechnics Canada,
okay.
Some of whom are not in the position to award degrees across certain disciplines. So they're interested in providing opportunities for their students to come to our universities, go straight into maybe year three or year four of a degree program, and finish out their degrees within Ireland. So it's a win for the Canadian students from an Irish perspective, and indeed with all universities, whether it's in Canada or Ireland. We often find that when you get to year three or four of a program, retention becomes a problem and your class sizes decrease. So having fresh new students coming into year three in Ireland is a really good thing, because it keeps our programs operating on a sustainable basis, and I think it's very good for Irish students to be exposed to international students. It broadens their perspective.
So I'll come back to what I said initially. In other words, I know there are accommodation problems.
Yes.
So how, I guess, the institutions that are outside the major centres, be it like Dublin, Galway, Cork and Limerick, are probably experiencing bigger problems than Athlone or Dundalk would be.
Yes, they are. There are still problems in Dundalk, actually, in terms of the type of accommodation that students want. Students of today don't want to stay in home family type accommodation.
Okay.
They want apartments.
Yeah.
They want to live independently. So we have some of that accommodation in Dundalk, but the real problem, I suppose, is Dundalk is developing. The IDA are in there. There are new factories coming in. There's a demand on accommodation, as there is everywhere else.
Yeah.
So what we have started to do is to scope for accommodation around a broad catchment area along the railway line. We're providing bus services from Dundalk Railway Station to the campus, connecting with the Belfast train, connecting with the Dublin train coming up, connecting with the Drogheda train.
Okay.
So I suppose boxing cleverly and looking beyond the town of Dundalk, we're finding at the moment we, touch wood, don't have any major issues in relation to sourcing accommodation for students.
So if someone comes in year three and year four, as you say, it enriches everybody.
Yes.
And what you're trying to do then is make partnerships with our, with institutions here who would have done sufficient groundwork in the equivalent of year one and two, so they're able to come in and you can give them credits for that.
Yes. What we're doing is aligning our programs with theirs, and they're aligning with us. So we're signing articulation agreements with a small number of colleges to start with here. In Dundalk, we're working in the area of audio music production, for example.
Okay.
Business and marketing, sports and health studies, and I can't remember the fourth area. But anyway, we've defined broadly a number of programs that that we're open to this idea of collaboration on. We're reorienting our programs in year one and year two to ensure that they match properly
right.
with the programs here, and then students are fit for purpose, they can come straight into year three.
So why would there not be such a facility, or is there such a facility available here in Canada that it would encourage students to have to go abroad to...
Well, they can, and they do, in the same way as in Ireland, for example, we undertake similar work with the further education colleges, the FE colleges,
right.
And we're taking students from them into year three. They can do the same here, but there's an attraction here among some students to actually have gained that international experience.
Right.
And we're hearing from colleagues here in Ottawa at CBIE all day yesterday, because I was at the conference, which was really well attended by the university, the traditional university sector in Canada and Polytechnic Canada, that their international offices are looking for opportunities for students to broaden their perspective as well.
One of the big issues for immigrants coming into Canada from Ireland and other countries is credentialing. So, you know, somebody goes to Ireland from Canada and they get a degree, an Irish degree. Is part of this agreement recognizing that it's an equivalency and that it is their adequacy credentialed when they come back?
Yes, yes. Degrees are all on the Quality Qualifications Ireland framework, which is linked into the European classification system, which is recognised here. So they will be recognised when they come back.
Right.
Yes, yes.
So the conference yesterday and what you're doing, what's the response been like?
Very positive. We had discussed, there were four sessions yesterday looking at, yesterday the focus was on research opportunities and Horizon Europe opportunities. So, but we also had a session on programmatic collaborations. But the response has been very, very positive. We came out last year to begin discussions with the Higher Education Authority, and out of that particular trip, we have signed. We've signed MOUs and articulation agreements.
Right.
In our case, in Dundalk, with two polytechs here.
Okay.
In the Ontario region. We hope to see the first students through in 2025-26.
Right.
And also as a result of that, these things don't happen overnight. The relationships, you know, you have to learn to trust each other.
Yes,
you
yeah.
have to have the similar ethos and value set. But this summer, to just test the relationship and begin to get to know each other, one of the colleges asked us to set up a summer school, a two-week summer school for Canadian students in the area of Irish traditional music.
All right.
So we had, I think, 10 to 12 students came with
right.
Three lecturers and in June, July, and spent 10 days with us. Not just learning, it was a certificate now, a short certificate, a micro-credential, we call
okay.
it,
okay.
In Irish traditional music. But they got a sense of Ireland.
Yeah.
They got a sense of the Northeast. Of course, we're situated midway between Dublin and Belfast.
Yeah.
Students like cities,
yeah.
so they could have the city experience at the weekend, and they were with us during the week for, obviously, tuition. Not just in traditional music, they also learnt about the folklore, the oral and the aural tradition.
Right.
We had sessions with them exploring the archaeology of the region, which is very rich,
yes.
taking
yeah.
them to New Grange, the dolmens, and so on. And they loved it. They absolutely loved it. And of course, they had the fun as well, too, of going to Dublin to Guinness and Belfast to Titanic.
As one who gets to go home regularly, I know there's a big difference in the cost of living between here and there. And you, as one who travels, will
yeah.
recognize that as well.
Yeah.
Ireland can be quite expensive.
Can be. Yes, so we've been looking at, you know, the issue of costs for Canadian students coming over, certainly in the context of short breaks, and colleges here are working towards finding appropriate grants and support mechanisms that they're entitled to that will bring the overall cost of staying a period of time in Ireland down to a more equitable level. For research students, because we are looking for those as well, in the sector at the moment, and remember, I'm here with TUS, SETU, and Munster Technological University, and TU Dublin. Within our sector, we have grants at the moment from government to fund PhD study up to a level of €25,000 per student. So those funded PhDs are what we are pushing here, so we can guarantee financial support at a particular level.
Are there any scholarships then available?
They're a type of scholarship. For full-time study.
Right.
It has to be full-time study. So that's attractive, obviously, to potential Canadian students as well.
Within the arts, and you said, you were talking about the music side of things.
Yes.
Within the arts, of course, there is that strong relationship between Canada and Ireland, particularly on the movie side. And, the music side, I guess, is international, and there's a lot of collaboration, but artists tend to collaborate dynamically. So when it comes to what you guys are doing, that would be more the backroom type of stuff, is it? On sound, are you building collaboration with, you mentioned Dundalk focuses to some degree on sound or on
music. Yes. So I suppose, Austin, to the point I made earlier, when we came out before, we scoped widely, and that didn't really work. So now we're looking at the areas where we have strength from a discipline perspective, and audio music production, for example, would be one of those areas of strength. Another one is computing, and I mentioned marketing and business is another area. So we're coming out here not trying to sell everything to potential students,
but a few specifics.
And the same with my colleagues from Munster and from the Southeast and from Shannon. They're doing the same. So there might be a little bit of overlap, but we are all quite different, and we have a different product to sell and a different, level of attractiveness for potential students.
Now, I know when you and I first met, you were just making a transition from Dublin up to Dundalk.
Yes.
That's been a few years ago. So now you were commuting. Instead of commuting into Dublin, you were commuting out.
Yes.
So how have you found that transition?
I'm well settled now. That was in 2017. It does. I was in Dublin recently serving on an interview board for Technological University of Dublin, old DIT, and the length of time it took me, and that was using public transport, which is the most efficient way to do it, to get into Dublin. Now I get in my car in Skerries, North County Dublin, and I'm in Dundalk in 45 minutes. And you have time to think in the car, keep up with current affairs, and I like nothing more on a Friday evening driving home, and I'll switch on RT1 and Callan's Kicks is on.
All right.
And that keeps me entertained the whole way home.
Okay. Well, Sheila, it's been great catching up with you.
Lovely to catch up with you too.
And great for taking the time. Thank you so much. And I hope everything works out and it's a success. And as some of the other adventures you're involved in unfold, keep in touch, and we'll try
indeed.
And keep a finger on that pulse also.
I will indeed. I hope to be back in March, so I hope to see you then. Thank you.